Observe closely this magnificent palace rising before us, one of several on our visit. There were many such palaces erected in our town by the sons of Elorio, who made their fortunes in these lands or beyond. Almost all were built between the 16th and 17th centuries, in an age of bonanza, about which I will tell you later on. This palace was the work of Martin de Arespacochaga, whose original lineage arose from a farmstead in the neighbourhood of Miota. As with other townspeople, the Arespacochaga clan made their fortune with the iron from Udalites and traded with Andalusia and the Indies. Wealth carried one of the family to positions of power. Juan Bautista de Arespacochaga was a Knight of the Order of Santiago, secretary to the Spanish King Philip IV and Secretary of State and War to Don Juan of Austria. Both made him richer, and before us we have a small sample for the wealth he accumulated. The Baroque-style building occupies three individual plots, and in its construction, part of the old town walls had to be demolished, the ancient gateway attached to the east wall of the palace being witness to this. Look at the coat of arms on the main corner of the façade, placed here so that it could be seen approaching from any part of the square. Each palace has its own coat of arms, as well as some houses and farmsteads, testimony to the nobility bestowed by Fueros rights to those born in Vizcaya and the rest of the Basque Country. We may not have dukes and marquises, but we have plenty of coats of arms. Let's carry on.